Well, thank you very much, David. And yes, we both know how fantastic this job is. And it is wonderful, genuinely, to be here today to talk to you about one of our greatest and most significant challenges, which is the Levelling Up agenda. And I think most of you will be able to tell from my accent that I'm not from down south. And as you probably also know from my bio, I don't have a degree. In fact, I very sadly left school after my A-levels without really having any major success in them. But subsequently, I spent my whole career in a variety of businesses and latterly in politics. And therefore, that means probably I'm somewhat quite unique as far as science ministers go. However, science and research has always been so incredibly important to me. And I've had a lifelong fascination with engineering, inspired by the wonders of the Industrial Revolution, which I've bored my children with for many, many years. And they stood the landscape of the Midlands, from the Grand Central Railway to Iron Bridge, and indeed the amazing silk mill in Derby, which I'm reliably assured was the first ever factory in in the UK. And had I focused more at school, I do believe that I may well have ended up in a career in engineering and continuing that great Midlands tradition. So science and innovation have always been something that matters a great deal to me. It's an agenda which is genuinely close to my heart and one which shapes and defines me as a person and also as your Minister for Science and Research and Innovation. And anybody who knows me knows I've never shied away from innovating throughout my career. And I've tried to foster creativity and innovation in all of the places that I've worked. And throughout my life, I've had a great deep appreciation of just how crucial science and innovation are to our future as a country. And it's been confirmed by what we've all seen in these last 6 months or so. So from amazing partnerships between the University of Liverpool and Unilever on new materials for industrial processing to climate research that's being done by the British Antarctic Society, who I visited recently, and they talked about the studies of 50,000-year-old polar ice. And I actually got to hold some in my hand, hold it up, and as it melted, I listened to air from 50,000 years ago. And that is just so incredibly exciting. And these are vital programmes that we do, not just for economic benefits that they bring, but also for tackling major challenges such as climate change that face the world. So science, research, innovation help us build a better world for the future, and I truly believe that. And of course, this does have an impact on everyone in the ways that we often take for granted. I can remember my first ever calculator, which I have to say was a big advance from the slide rule that I used for my O-levels. And my granddaughter will grow up surrounded by technology and these technological wonders, which when I was a child could only have been found in science fiction in the pages of Isaac Asimov. So science innovation will also allow us to build, I honestly believe, a more sustainable world. It will give us a safer world and it will give us a fairer world. And underpinned by the new knowledge and its amazing value and impact on the world. But while we are all surrounded by the wonders of technology, we must not forget that for many people, our research and development sector is an unfamiliar place. And it's a totally different walk of life. It's seen as a sector that enriches the major cities in London, the southeast, but leaves little for the rest of the country. And I want every person in my constituency and throughout this country to be touched by the advances in science and technology. But the challenges and opportunities in Derby are very different to those in Oxford, Cambridge, and London. And so I'm calling on you as scientists to better understand the range of challenges and opportunities across the entire country. And this includes having a better understanding of the lives led by people from more diverse backgrounds that are represented in your profession. And I want you to put your minds to research projects which directly address different people's needs. Put simply, we need to renew the social contract for research. And this means doing two things. First, we need to make it as easy as possible, as attractive as possible for people to, for the results of our scientific and research system to be translated into better jobs, better products, better services, and for a better quality of life for more people all over the UK. And for this, we need to work together to foster a rich and vibrant ecosystem of innovation, to connect research and industry, academics and policymakers, and institutes and civil society. And we'll need to use our immense capacity for creating new knowledge as the fuel for our recovery, building our understanding of places into our decision-making at all levels, and attracting private investment to deliver growth. And we'll also need to look at develop the models of training and skills that allow more and more people to benefit and a more vibrant knowledge economy and to participate in it. And second, we need to deepen the interaction between science and society. And this means for me seizing every available opportunity to inspire even more people about the incredible work that we're doing in the UK, building excitement about the amazing things that we're doing, and engaging people in work, whether that's the families and communities who are affected by science, or the people who can enrich our understanding of issues, or those who stand to benefit most from more inclusive engagement. And I believe we need to build trust in what we're doing, because in this age of flat earthers and anti-vaxxers, it's ever more important that we build trust in the knowledge that comes from science and research, and build mutual trust between those doing research and those affected by it. The critical success factor is your vision, it's your enthusiasm, and it's your application. Let me turn to an important point. It seems to me that some people involved in science who remain deeply bought into notions of exclusivity. Now, don't get me wrong, there is a real value in wanting to be the best and in taking bold action to ensure that we can be the best and can succeed in the UK. And we must never, ever undermine that. Indeed, in my view, we must strengthen it. But by obsessing over narrow indicators of success, we run the risk that overfunding and assessment systems become disconnected from the diverse needs of our nation. And we risk neglecting the contributions that so many people make to our R&D sector all around this country. From lab technicians to administrators, from industry staff, scientists and technologists to innovators in all walks of life, to those adopting and using technologies as well as those inventing them. And the local leaders and institutions around the UK who have the networks and insights to bring our R&D system to life. It's absolutely vital that we now start to harness the potential of more people across our R&D system. And to do this, we need to include different sorts of people from all sorts of places in our discussions. We need to collaborate across boundaries and borders to find the best solutions. And that means building better interfaces between government, funders, institutions, and local leaders. Put simply, we need to be more willing to listen and more willing to work together. And we all need a change of mindset. Now, I know there is more to be done to the levelling up debate and the things that I've just talked about. And we, of course, need to have proper informed debates about the best ways to achieve our aims and the right role for R&D investment. And that's exactly why I've established a place advisory group to help develop our place strategy for R&D. But we mustn't forget that levelling up is about much more than straight economics or funding models or winners and losers. It's about how science, research and innovation can help us to become a more inclusive economy and a less divided country. It's about how we can secure equality of opportunity and embrace diversity and difference. It's about how we can strengthen connections across our country so that more people and places can benefit from the UK's status as a science superpower. And it's about building trust and respect. In short, it's about building the kind of country we all want to be and can be part of. And I'm excited by this opportunity. And I believe that together we can do this. The only way is up for all of us. Thank you.